USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are meeting in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
This marks the first encounter between the two leaders in a year. They are expected to announce an agreement aimed at curbing the production and export of fentanyl by Beijing. The Israel-Hamas conflict continues, with the Israeli military conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. The U.S. has confirmed that Hamas utilizes hospitals and tunnels, including those underneath, for hiding and holding hostages. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced he won't seek re-election, told NBC News that he aims to unite the center of the country.
I think we're on the wrong course, so I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
When asked, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. In his criminal gun case, Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena former President Trump and ex-Attorney General Bill Barr. Biden aims to obtain information from Trump and other former Justice Department officials to support his defense, claiming vindictive or selective prosecution that allegedly infringes on his Fifth Amendment rights. And the U.S. Postal Service is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year, initially anticipating a financial turnaround and a break-even point by the fiscal year ending on September 30th. The service's plans were thwarted. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
United Health Group is facing a lawsuit for allegedly utilizing a flawed artificial intelligence algorithm to improperly reject coverage for Medicaid patients requiring rehabilitation following hospitalization. The primary plaintiffs in the case are the families of two patients in need of long-term care at post-acute facilities. Traffic in Los Angeles is about to get worse.
A large section of the I-10 freeway near downtown L.A. remaining closed to traffic for at least 3 to 5 weeks to repair damage caused by a massive fire.
The urgency is now. We will get this taken care of.
Investigators say that fire was started by an arsonist. About 300,000 commuters use that area a day. They're already worried about even worse traffic as they reroute themselves to work.
I'm a little worried that over the next few days it's going to get a little worse.
California Governor Gavin Newsom said transportation crews would work around the clock 7 days a week to speed up the repairs. I'm Corey Myers.
In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom. That's according to Stack Data Strategies projections. While there are polls questioning President Biden's status as the Democratic Party's best candidate, Newsom has been suggested as an alternative. The latest projection indicates Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, who would secure the popular vote, but Newsom would perform worse, losing 4 additional states to Trump. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.